Here's the Friday Short for May 23rd of 2025. And if it's another Friday Short, it's another edition of Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin goes full MAGA. On Thursday, right after the MAGA Republican majority in the U.S. House passed that MAGA murder budget, which takes away the Medicaid of 14 million people, forcing grandparents out of their nursing homes, gutting the child tax credit for nearly 5 million kids, granting big time tax breaks to rich people who give money to private schools in order to starve public schools, all in order to ensure that the 10 richest Americans receive a bigger tax cut, Alyssa Slotkin decided to go full MAGA once again by voting to hurt the American people. Now, did Slotkin give speeches in front of her constituents and blast the MAGA murder budget in the House for stealing from the working class to please the oligarchy? No. Did Slotkin do a town hall, a real town hall and not one done by a phone, denouncing how the MAGA murder budget will indeed cause death and devastation for thousands of her constituents? Nope. But what Senator Slotkin did do this week would have you question just what the hell is she doing in Washington, and is she in the right party? Alyssa Slotkin was the only Democratic senator to vote this week to end California from enforcing regulations on tailpipe emissions from new cars and trucks. The only Democratic senator. Now, as Michigan Advance reports, 40% of Americans across the nation live in states that follow California's sensible regulations. But Slotkin decided to join the MAGA Republican Senate in reversing a waiver that the Environmental Protection Agency gave California during the Biden administration, which allowed the state to enact stricter standards than what the federal government had issued back in 1970. I mean, isn't it lovely that we're still using standards that were set when the Beatles were still together? And for all the blue MAGA types out there, I thought going against Joe Biden on anything was bad. What the hell is Alyssa Slotkin doing? Anyway, with California setting higher protections against tailpipe emissions, states could adopt those standards, which many did. But that's all gone now, thanks to the MAGA Republican Congress, as the House already passed a similar version, meaning the House and Senate will now hammer out any small differences, and then the bill goes to Dear Leader himself to sign into law. And I'm wondering if Alyssa Slotkin will be at the signing ceremony at the White House. I mean, she wouldn't be the first Michigan Democrat to pay their respects and kiss the ring of Dear Leader in the last couple of months. Slotkin said in a statement, "Today, I voted to prevent California and the states that follow its standards from effectively banning gas-powered cars by 2035. I have a special responsibility to stand up for the more than 1 million Michiganders whose livelihoods depend on the U.S. auto industry." She voted against freedom. I mean, it's reprehensible, it's unconscionable, and downright MAGA buffoonery to support such a bill, as Michigan is experiencing an abnormally high rate of tornadoes this year, and when northern Michigan is still trying to recover from an ice storm. You see, cutting down on gas emissions, Senator, is one way to combat climate change and those devastating storms that are costing us so much money. But Alyssa Slotkin says no, she's happy to join MAGA Republicans and the fossil fuel industry in saying the hell with the people in her state. Now, I could be nuts, but a cleaner climate and weaning ourselves off of gasoline-powered cars that were the big hit when the Andrews sisters were big on the radio is probably a good way to protect the livelihoods of all Michiganders, Senator. It's just unbelievable. The Trump regime is disregarding the working class, the Constitution, and the very health care of this nation to enrich those who backed his campaign, including the fossil fuel lobby. And this bill just shows you how MAGA Republicans hate the idea, the very idea of freedom. And for all of their states' rights claims, they just signed off on a bill taking away a state's rights to protect its people from the disasters caused by climate change. And they took away a state's right to build a sustainable economic future as well. MAGA Republicanism, led by Dear Leader and Elon Musk, are decimating this country's working class. And Alyssa Slotkin is deciding to join in that decimation rather than fighting against it. And this is why sometimes chanting to vote blue no matter who is a dangerous, dangerous game for millions of people. leftoflansing@gmail.com is my email. Follow me on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube, and subscribe and give a 5-star review to the show wherever you listen. Go Tigers, and take the battle to them.